everyone, my name is Jamie, and today it's a little bit different. I'm going to just warn you, it could be a little bit longer, I'm not sure, but I just wanted to kind of come and talk about my story a little bit, in that why I stopped taking Ativan and or why I'm tapering off of Ativan, and just some like backstory, I suppose. So I want to start off with saying that I have struggled with anxiety. I've struggled with depression in the past. I feel like I'm probably a little bit more prone to it. Some of you probably can relate. And so for me, the anxiety that can happen during withdrawal, thankfully I haven't experienced a ton, but like I'm really beginning to be aware that because I'm kind of bent that way where like I could easily get anxious about something, that I need to really think about the tools that I have to help to calm myself or to bring I guess the truth out and the reality out, because there's one thing that anxiety does, it just feeds you lies. It's essentially you feeding yourself lies, or you misreading kind of what the world is telling you or what other people are telling you, and you have this reaction. Of course, there's also the chemical imbalance that can happen, or that is already kind of something that you have. And so you have to be really aware and be self-aware that what causes you to jump into anxiety quickly. And in those moments, I know for me, something for me that I actually heard today on a podcast, because lately I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, because I can kind of pick and choose what I'm allowing in, which is I'm really trying to focus in on positivity and how to kind of reframe your thinking so that you can have a toolbox ready. And just like things ready, so when you are anxious, like okay, I can deep breathe, all right, I can remove myself from the situation. Or when you're depressed, you know, like, all right, what is the reality? Why am I feeling so down? Why is it really true that no one cares? You know, so like all these things that you tell yourself, which really aren't true. I mean, they're just not. There's no way that you could even say that they're true for the most part. So yeah, I think it's really important, and it's something that I've been working on, is trying to prepare myself for the moments when I can tell that I'm getting anxious, that I can tell that I'm getting depressed, which is something like I've experienced before, but when it comes and goes so quickly, because I feel like in withdrawal, I am definitely feeling things quicker and they're leaving quicker. So it's just like, instead of like, oh, a month or 2 months or a whole season I feel depressed, I'm like, whoa, that was like hours, or that was like 2 days. And I have to remind myself in that moment that, okay, there's a process going on in my body that is trying, like my body is trying to heal itself, and it's trying to create a homeostasis, because I've essentially kind of messed it up with taking medicine away that my body was dependent on. So in that, it's gonna have all these different reactions. It's trying to heal itself, it's trying to bring homeostasis, and it's just the way it is. So I wanna be prepared, and knowing that it's just my body, it's healing, that's what it's gonna do. At the same time, I can also kind of guard myself from the things that would likely bring on anxiety or likely lead me to a more depressed state. But the one thing that I was listening to today on a podcast is that, and it was a podcast on mental health, and just how it helps to change your perspective in the moment. Like that if you can, in the macro level, if you can change your perspective and to the reality of it, instead of the lies that you're telling yourself or hearing from other people or whatever, if you can change the macro perspective and also like hone in on the micro, I guess they referred to it as like creating like habits on the micro. So like, for example, I can control a lot of those things that I do throughout the day, like all the things that I do habitually, all the things, like my morning routine, all the things like that. You can control, and you can make your day as you want it to be by, let's say, like, I eat healthy, whatever that means to you. I drink enough water. Yeah, okay. Let's say you avoid alcohol, cigarettes, going to the bar, like all these things you can actually have control over, and you can form positive habits, like you can form negative habits too, but like hopefully the goal is to get to a positive routine, and so that you can have these two, you change your perspective on the larger scale, and you hone in and become like your own practitioner, essentially, of your own life on the micro scale. And that can really help change. I know it's helping me. Like, I'm not perfect by any means. I don't have it. I don't know it, 100%. But there's one thing that I believe in, is just constantly trying to improve who I am as a person, and just be a better person in general. So I've been doing things like, they might sound really weird, but according to the people I've been listening to on the podcast, like for brain health and for optimal healing, things that you can do, like you control, like your diet. I've kind of messed up on my diet a bit. Like I'm like, yeah, gluten free, and I was doing that for a long time, and then it was Mother's Day, and my husband brought me like 8 donuts. I'm not gonna tell you if I actually ate them all, but yeah, I don't like to waste food, so. There went my gluten-free diet for the day, but then it just got easy to kind of, y'all know the struggle. And I've really been trying to drink water, but I'll be honest with you, it's really not easy for me to just drink water all day long. You know what's really easy is drinking like Coke Zero all day long. That is the truth. I'm telling you the truth. And then also, but I did start going to the gym, so I can say that I'm doing that. I'm probably going a little hard at it, but like I prefer kind of that, like that type of exercise. So again, I'm kind of bringing it on myself, but I'm also like to test the limits and the ceiling. I know it's kind of a tricky time to do that, and it's probably not like recommended, but I'm just being honest. Like I want to see how much I can handle while I taper, honestly. It's kind of my personality to do that. And I'm kind of testy like that, and that I want to know. It's really interesting to know like what's happening with my body, and how does it react to things that I'm doing? And so I've definitely been trying to change like my thought patterns, and trying to just strive for gratitude. You know, like as much as I might have a bad day, man, you know, like the majority of my family members are healthy. Or, you know, like I have food to put on the table, or I can pay the electricity bill. Like there's just things that we can be grateful. I bet every day you can list easily 5 things that you're grateful for. It's really a quick way to change your perspective on things. You know, like I live in a free country. I actually live in Guatemala, so I don't live in the States. So some of the things that y'all like are grateful for in the States, I have a lot of those here, but like it's just different. Cultures are different. So, yeah, I'd say definitely for me, I pray. Well, I'm starting to pray more, because I feel like for me, the spiritual side of it is such a big part. And for you, it might be something different or completely, opposite, but like, that's just for me. That's my truth. One other thing that I really wanted to focus on too, and I feel like the world is missing it right now. And it's so sad because I have 2 kids that I want to raise in this world to be good humans, to enjoy life, to be happy, to be fulfilled, to just be good people. And I feel like we are missing empathy and kindness. You know, like people are just not kind. It's just true. I mean, and I don't know why, because it's not hard to be kind. And you know, like it's something to think about when you're not kind to people. And you're not like empathetic or, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know, something to think about. Is that what you want to leave? Like the mark you want to leave on people? And so I guess for me, one thing is to be kind. Everyone needs to practice kindness. I do too. My kids do too. I need to teach them how to be kind, and so therefore I need to be a good example. And yeah, we're all going through things. I mean, that's one thing that if I've learned in this journey is that you can't tell what people are going through. I walk along the streets here and no one knows, for the most part, except for people that are close to me and that care for me, that I'm going through this. And so I could be having a terrible day. I mean, heck, I could trip on the, like, I could be all out of a balance and suddenly I fall. I'm like, whoa. And be like, whoa, what's wrong with that lady? But you never know, really. And you can't necessarily help it either, but I mean, there's something about being empathetic, sympathetic, helping others, reaching out and being kind. It can't hurt. It really can't. But you really never know what someone's going through. And that's like a really big thing that I've been thinking about lately. And that when I come across someone and maybe something doesn't settle right with me, or maybe they're kind of snappy or sassy, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, I adjust a little bit and I think, you know, I don't really know what's going on. I mean, maybe this person is miserable. Maybe they're like, there's some like abuse. Maybe there's, gosh, I don't know. There's so many things that could be going on. Maybe there's money troubles, or they're just having a rough day where they can't get a good perspective. We all have those days. We all have them. But I mean, let's rally up as humans in that we fail and we're not all that we should be. But like, I think that it is something to be said for like trying to be better every day. All right, I failed. I'm going to try again. So going through this has given me a lot of perspective. And I will say that it even changes my perspective a bit, like thinking, why did I actually go off of Ativan? I mean, other than I was having extreme like social anxiety, which was terrible. I'm still recovering. I still am trying to recover socially from that, because you know, you isolate yourself for forever. And it's not like people are calling you and being like, hey, awesome, let's hang out. Remember that one time where you were like isolating yourself and I never saw you and we like couldn't talk? So that's like sarcasm in case you're new to the game. But yeah, I mean, I have friends. I mean, you can call me if you want. It's not like a cry for help or anything, but you certainly have to live up to the things that you do. You have to take responsibility for your actions, even when they're not healthy actions. And that was not healthy for me. But now there's a chance for me to be better every day, every moment. There's a chance for me to be better and start over, thank goodness. Not only the anxiety, definitely it was like this mix of depression and anxiety, which y'all like probably have experienced. So you can't really have one without the other, I feel like. So there was a lot of reasons, and I'm thankful that those reasons were like made very obvious to me that, wow, maybe you need to come off of this medication. Maybe it's actually really affecting all these things. And it's the best decision I ever made. Granted, I started on a road that is probably the hardest road I'm going to have, at least that I know of. And I'm okay with that, because I think there's only good things to come from it. And I believe that for you too. Everyone that I've like been spending time with and talking about this subject with, like there is so much hope for you to move past this. If I can do it, you can do it. And a lot of people can say, well, you know, you're this or that, but like, we need to stick together. I feel like that we need to fight for this together, stick together, advocate for each other together in kindness, and that make a change. I think it's possible to change and hopefully make an impact that's necessary so that people further along down the road don't have to deal with what we're trying to deal with right now, which is like a misunderstanding of the doctors don't understand, maybe not all the doctors, but some don't understand, like, why are you having these symptoms, you know, or it's not real, or you're just making it up, or you're too sensitive. I mean, all these things you hear from people, but in the reality is whatever you're dealing with, it's true to you. And it needs to be made known. I feel like you need to be able to tell people and doctors what is truly going on with you, and for them to be empathetic, sympathetic, help. And yeah, so here we are. It's just a little bit I wanted to talk about today. I love y'all, and I really am here to help So as we go through this together, reach out. I would love to talk to you and help as much as I can. Thank you.